This is the first part, first lesson of this Upanishad. So keep in your mind this idea. This Upanishad tells you the right method of enjoying the universe. Not only this house or that house, the whole universe. You can enjoy the whole universe. You can possess the whole universe. But the method of possessing is give up your smallness. When you give up your smallness, the wide, wide universe, you will see the Lord habitating there, residing there. And when you will see, you will have utter enjoyment. It's a promise that is given by the Upanishad. It reveals to you how to really enjoy. It gives you the right method. This is the first part of enjoyment. Second part of enjoyment is that this Lord, for whom the whole world is in habitation, is your own self. You are the world, is yourself. You are the Lord, you are this world, and you are one with Sarvam, with everybody, with everything. This is the second revelation, second statement of the Upanishad, which is very important. Now, when you know that there is a Lord, that by renouncing yourself you can enjoy the Lord, that you yourself are the Lord, Lord is also yourself, that yourself is everywhere, the whole world is yourself, you understand the identical. Identical means everything is one. The whole world is one. You are one. Lord is one. There is only one reality, identical reality. This knowledge is called Vidya, is knowledge. The word Vidya means knowledge. Knowledge means what? Knowledge is arriving at this experience. This is where we come to the field of intuition. You experience everything that is one. Lord, yourself, the world, everything in the world is one self. This experience is the definition of the word knowledge. What is knowledge? Whenever we use the word knowledge, truly speaking, knowledge means only this. To know that this is flower is not knowledge. To know that this knowledge is myself, this flower is the Lord, this flower has a self which is a self everywhere, when I know this by experience, then that is called knowledge. When I know that this is only a flower, and this is the leaf, and this is the cloth, what is happening? You see diversity. Not oneness, but you see diversity. The seeing of diversity is ignorance, is absence of knowledge. When you see divisions, diversities, differences, you are living in ignorance. But it says, that diversity is also to be seen. You should not be blind and say, oh no, there is no diversity. Diversity is also to be seen. But see the diversity as identical. It's a miracle you have to see. You see diversity and yet you see all this to be one. When you have both, the knowledge of diversity and the knowledge of oneness, when you see both together, then you attain to immortality. Amritam. So long as you see only diversity, it is mrityu. It is death. But when you see the diversity as one, as identical, it's a double. It's not absence of diversity, you are not blind to diversity. When you see diversity as one, one as diverse, you see identical everywhere, that is the true knowledge, and that is the state of immortality. And when you have this knowledge, there is no delusion. And there is no shoka, there is no sorrow. No moha, no delusion, no shoka, there is no grief, no sorrow. And then it says, when you are in ignorance, you are bound to be born again and again and again. The rishi has discovered that you are now born. You do not know that you are born earlier. You do not even know that you will be born again. But says that if you remain only in the knowledge of diversity, you are bound to be born again and again, as long as you remain there. And when you are born again and again, you are all the time in the state of moha and shoka. You are in the state of delusion, in the state of sorrow. But when you see diversity as one and one as diversity, then you will be asambhuti, you will be beyond birth. Afterwards, even if you are born, you are above the birth. You are not bound to be born. You can control. If you want to be born, you can be born. If you don't want to be born, you are not obliged to be born. But as long as you see only diversity, you are obliged to be born again and again. You can't escape it. Then he says, this is the truth, but this truth is hidden. Satyasya mukham apahita. This is the truth which is veiled, we do not know. Therefore, now comes the prayer. O growing sun, that is to say, O growth of knowledge, Pushan, O Pushan, thereby, O knowledge which grows on and on, remove this veil. Tat, that one, you remove that delay. You remove. So it gives you the method. You should grow in knowledge. When you grow in knowledge, there will be a great help given to you. This is also a promise. If you begin to grow in knowledge, a help will be given to you, by which the veil will be removed and you will be able to see the light, the truth in its splendor, full splendor. And if you want a further help, the Rishi says, I give you further help. There is in you fire. In every one of us there is fire. There is aspiration.